Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
What a great privilege to stand here this evening to bring word of life to God's children. I thank God Almighty, He's the enabler. I appreciate our resident pastor, Pastor Joseph Ajayi, for this great opportunity, sir. I do not take it for granted. May the Lord bless you. May the anointing upon your life continue to be an increase in the mighty name of Jesus. I also welcome everyone watching us virtually tonight. This is the second day of our week of spiritual emphasis. The Lord that you serve will revive you in the mighty name of Jesus. Our prophetic theme of the month is Breakthrough is my heritage in Christ. Breakthrough is my heritage in Christ. The word of the Lord in Matthew 5 verse 14. He said we are the light on the hill that cannot be hid. We are light. No one ever put up a candle or a light and try to cover it up. That would never happen. We are meant to be light unto our world. The same thing said that we are salt of the world. That means salt gives taste. That's what that means. We are light that cannot be hidden. May we get that understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. And in our midweek teaching series is engaging the master key to supernatural breakthrough. Can someone repeat that with me? Engaging the master key to supernatural breakthrough. Romans 8:24. It says, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. According to his purpose. So there's a purpose why God called us. There's a purpose why God calls us. We shall have that understanding tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Yesterday, our resident pastor led us through the foundation. He laid the foundation for us yesterday. Number one, he said that we are in the last day, and the last day is for the rising stars in the kingdom. The last day is the rising star for us in the kingdom. Psalm 110 from 1 through 3. He said, The Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemy. That means we are meant to be above, not beneath. We are meant to be head, not the tails. That's what that means. We are meant to be above. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. In Psalm 87, 1 to 7, but I'll take 5. He said, and out of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. That is the word of the Lord for you and I. That is what makes a rising star. Obadiah 21, say, and Savior shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and that shall be the word of the Lord's. That means giant, what God is saying here is that he have made you and I giant. Giant shall rise among us in the mighty name of Jesus. Giant shall rise out of the Zion in the mighty name of Jesus. Rise of the giants depend on our love for God, brethren. The rise of giants. Yes, giants will rise, but it depends on our love for God. That means our level of love for God is what defines the limit of our destiny in the kingdom. We saw that in Matthew 6:33. It says, seek ye first his kingdom and what is righteousness. He said, all other things shall be added unto us. That means buy one, get everything else free. Have you seen where you walk in a store? They say, buy one. Oh, you can choose whatever you want in the store. No, but that is what God is telling us if we seek him first. Praise the Lord. In John 21, from 15 to 17, Jesus asked Peter, he said, do you love me? The third time, he asked him, you know, we know how Peter is. He's like probably getting vexed. Say, why, Jesus, why are you asking me all these questions? You know, I love you. And Jesus told, if you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. Our level of love for God is what determines how high we fly, brethren. Our level of love for God is what determines how high we fly. It is also important for us to know that there is no limit in our destiny in God's kingdom. There's no limit. We don't have any limit. That was made clear to us in Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs 4:18. He said, the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more into the perfect day. Brethren, our breakthroughs are unlimited in God if we show him love. Our breakthroughs are unlimited in God if we do what? Show him love. 1 John 4:16. 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God is in him. As we grow in love, brethren, we continue to command greater breakthrough by day. That shall be someone else's story in the mighty name of Jesus. I said that shall be someone's portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Breakthrough, brethren, by day. That's why as we grow in love, we continue to command greater breakthrough day by day. In Ephesians 3, from verse 17 to 9, it said that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded. And in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 2, it said, although I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith, so that I could remove mountains and have charity. He's talking about love. Charity is love. He said, apart from that, I am nothing. If I don't do that, I am nothing. That means what he's saying, that faith work by love. Faith work by love. You cannot love someone without having faith in that person. Apostle Paul said, this is what he said, faith without love is going nowhere. God wants us to walk in love because what? Love never fails. That's why God wants us to love him. Because why? Love never fails. It's also important to know that our faith will only deliver to the level of our love for God. It will deliver only to the level of our love for God. Matthew 27 from 29. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy upon us. Verse 28. And when he was come to the house, he said, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe you that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yeah, Lord. Jesus just wanted to know if they are just asking for arm or if they are really wanted to get healed. That's what he asked them, that question. Are they really serious? Now, last Sunday, our resident pastor took us how to show that we love God. I will go through that real quick. Number one, if we love God, we have to love God lifestyle. If we love him, he told us this last Sunday, that is Matthew 22 from 36 to 40. Number two, making kingdom priority a lifestyle. We have to make kingdom priority a lifestyle if we love God. Matthew 6:33. Number three, placing God above all, including oneself. Placing God above, including oneself. Luke 14 from 26 to 27. Number four, loving God. God loving what God loves. Loving what God loves. John 21 from 15 to 17. Last not the least, giving God one's heart. Giving God one's heart. Proverbs 23 verse 26 says, my son, give me your heart. Praise the Lord. Brethren, pursuing after God and interest of his kingdom is a gateway to all round breakthrough. It is a gateway to all round breakthrough. Second Chronicle 15 from 12 to 15. We saw that how the Israelites, they departed from the Lord that saved them from Egypt. Start worshiping other gods. Start doing other things that they know they don't supposed to do. And then they entered into a covenant. Seek the Lord of their father with all their heart and with all their soul. What happened? God came to their aid. Why? Because they turned back in loving God. Praise the Lord. That is when the children of Israel, when they departed from loving God that brought them out of Egypt. Brethren, yesterday we look at two master key to supernatural breakthrough. That is divine presence and word encounter. Today we shall be looking at another two master key to supernatural breakthrough. That will be part 1B. In this kingdom, everything work by key. In this kingdom, everything work by key. I remember one of our pastor told us a story about a guy who's a janitor whom they gave one key. He took over a position. So he was getting mad that his predecessor had so many keys. Why should they give me only one key? And there was job that wasn't done in the building. And when they asked him, why you didn't go over there? Why? He said, you gave me only one key to get in. You didn't give me, my predecessor had so many keys. So they said, my friend, the key we gave is a master key. This key opens everywhere, every office, every corner, every janitorial sludge or whatever in the building. So that is what not knowing what we have, our children of God as redeemed. God will help us in Jesus' name. I say he will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And one of the key is a strong faith. One of this key is strong faith. Now, let's look at what Jesus, this is a strong faith. I categorize strong faith as a great faith. Because look at what Jesus told the centurion. He said he never seen such a great faith. There is faith and there is a great faith. So we are going to be looking at strong faith. That means total trust in God. That's what that means, total trust in God. We have to recognize that it takes faith to function in this kingdom. Faith is the master key to our world of the supernatural. Every encounter with the supernatural is a function of our faith. Every encounter with the supernatural is a function of our faith. Praise the Lord. Strong faith comes from insight. Brethren, strong faith comes from insight, unusual insight. That was command supernatural. Praise the Lord. Now, faith is strengthened by delivery by love. Faith is strengthened by delivery by love, which is what makes faith work. Look at Romans 4:17 to 21. Abraham loved God, and he believed in him that the promise God made to him must surely come to pass. Look at verse 20 of that scripture. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Let me use this to analyze the a child whom father promised a bicycle is doing well in school, obeying the parents. The father promised that child, come Christmas, I will buy you a bicycle. That child automatically have faith in the father because he knows this, my father, he loved me. He promised me a bicycle when come December. See, he will also, gradually, Daddy, don't forget my bicycle. Daddy, don't forget my bicycle. But the father will say, even if the father doesn't even have the money towards the Christmas time, because that child been behaving and he has promised, and that child has faith, that father has no choice than to go get the bicycle for that child, because he know that that child having faith in him, that he will deliver that bicycle unto him. Brethren, that is the way it is in this kingdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 20, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, true unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. That is why, brethren, I don't say I am believing God. I don't say that. You believe God. You don't say I'm believing. If you say, oh, I'm believing God, I mean, you're not sure. I mean, your faith is weak. Somebody say, I believe God. Let me hear you say louder. Praise the Lord. Strong faith steers our supernatural breakthrough. Matthew 22, verse 32 to 40. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. This is the first commandment. This is the first commandment. The same way God visited Sarah as he has promised. Why? Because Sarah has strong faith that God will do what he has promised. Isaiah 42 verse 8. He said, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. Neither my praise be graven image. James 2, 23. He said, by work a man is justified, not only by faith. That means faith without work, brethren, is fake. When you have faith, you must put it into work. Praise the Lord. Look at Timothy 3 verse 1. He said, be ready for every good work. Verse 8 says, those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good work. And verse 14 says, let us learn to maintain good works to meet urgent need, that we may not be unfruitful. Praise the Lord. That means faith requires work. Now, Abraham believed God, and what he was imputed unto him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God. Why? Because of his strong faith. He was called the friend of God. Brethren, no matter what opposition, strong faith guarantees breakthrough. You saw that in Daniel. They knew that the only way they could get Daniel, he tell him not to pray. What is Daniel praying for? Praying for God's kingdom. He went home and opened his window all around and prayed loud, louder, louder. They knew that's the only way they could get him not to pray. What happened? Daniel came. The king called him. They said, they told you not to do and keep doing. Daniel was put into lion's den. Thoughts that that would be his end. Lion became, I think one of our pastors said, became the king of the lion. Start controlling other. The lion saw him there as the head of the lion. And the funniest part is, when he was thrown there, the Bible said that the king did not sleep, could not sleep or drink, while he was disturbed until the next morning. He went and looked into the den and saw Daniel. He said, oh, Daniel, son of the most living God, is the God that you continually serve. Brethren, pay attention to that word. The Lord that you continually serve hasn't been able to deliver you. I don't know what you're going through. As you continue to be hard for God, whatever obstacle you're going through, God will come to your aid in the mighty name of Jesus. I say God will come to your aid in the mighty name of Jesus. That is Daniel from 17 to 28. Daniel 17 to 28. That's also the three Hebrew boys. Sorry, that one was Daniel 6. Daniel 6 from 20 to 28. Daniel 6, 20 to 28. The same way the three Hebrew boys on Daniel 3 from 17 to 28. The three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they are thrown into the fiery furnace because they refuse to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's golden image. They even told him, sir, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. We are not careful to answer you. in this matter. Even if God decided not to come to our aid, we would not waver. Brethren, that is a strong faith. That is a great faith, because they knew there's no how that their God must surely come to their aid. And God did. I don't know what you believe in God for. I'm decreeing tonight that God will come to your aid in the mighty name of Jesus. I say God will come to your aid in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, when they brought Daniel to the king, look at what the king said, which I mentioned in verse 16. When he was thrown in lion's den, he said, "Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou hast continually been able to deliver thee." Remember, when Daniel was thrown into lion, God gave the king no rest. I don't know who is troubling you in any way. God will not give them rest in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever that is due you, God will not give them rest until it's delivered unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whereas strong faith will subdue nation and kingdom. Strong faith will subdue nation and kingdom. Hebrew 11 from 30 to 34. He said, by faith, the wall of Jericho fell down after. By faith, even the hall of Rahab perish not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. In the same scripture, verse 33, it says, who through faith subdued nation, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. It says, stop the mount of lion. And in Deuteronomy 2, verse 30, it says, no city was too strong to take over. That means when you have faith, as we're going out, God have told us, there is no city. Is that Bronze, Queens, Brooklyn, name it. He said, no city is too strong for us to take over. We shall take over our city in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, passion for soul, that means you love God. Now, we've had our bishop, David Oyedepo, on several occasions, will let us know that we don't know his secret until we see his heartbeat for God. That is passion. That secret is passion for soul. As Jesus told Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. He has shown that he loved God, and the proof is undeniable. Our bishop has shown that he loved God. We saw the proof all over, because he knew that love without proof is fake. The same thing with the Hebrew boys. When they were thrown there, they knew that God would save them out of the fiery furnace, and God saved them. So shall it be unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 8, he said, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. To prove the sincerity of our love. That means we love our God. We have to love him with all our mind. 1 John 3:18, he said, my little children, let us not love word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. That means if you say you love me, show me by your deed. Show me that you love me by your deed. If you love God, you must love what God loves, and that is reconciling lost soul back to him. Reconciling lost soul back to him. John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his only begotten son. And in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 2, he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. God gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, God wants all come to repentance. That's why God wants us to be out there. He said if we love him, we need to be out there reconciling all soul unto him. Also, 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, he said, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Praise the Lord. Passion for soul is the capital proof of our love for God. John 21, 15 to 17, which you read earlier. He said, for though I preach, this is Paul, he said, for though I preach the gospel, he said, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. He said, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. If I do these things willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. Praise the Lord. Romans 9, 1 to 4. Abraham believed God and was counted unto him as righteousness. In closing, brethren, let's look at two biblical giants that has passion for God that resulted in them being the giants. Two biblical, that is our fathers, our forefathers. Now, praise the Lord. Moses, number one. In Exodus 2, we see how Moses' destiny from birth was turned around. Moses wasn't supposed to be alive. Moses was supposed to have been killed when he was born, but God preserved him. Not only that, he fled and came back to deliver the children of Israel. Exodus 3, 1 to 10. Moses fled, he went from exile and came back to Egypt to deliver the children of Israel from bondage. And in Deuteronomy 34 from 10 to 12, Moses lost his place. Why? Because of her temper. That is why, brethren, we need to be careful how we serve our God. We need to be very careful how we serve our God. Number two is Gideon. Gideon is another biblical giant that has passion for God that resulted in him doing exploit. We saw that in Judges 6, 1 to 14, how the Midianites came against the children of Israel, and he was sitting by the tree, but the angel went to him and said, "You are the one." He said, "Me, I'm the last of this community." But God empowered him, and he became the man of valor. He did exploit. Why? Because he has passion for God. He has passion for God. He has passion for God. God picked Gideon to deliver them from the hands of the Midianites. God located Gideon. God shall locate you as you continue in his stewardship in the mighty name of Jesus. In closing, let me just take 1 minute. This story is about a man named Dr. J. Edwin R. O-R-R. He's the greatest authority over revival in the church. He's a lecturer at Wilton College. I believe it's in Chicago. He took some students, Bible students, to England. And their main aim is to go visit all the religious museum. And when they got there, the first place that they wanted to go visit is a rectory. It's called the Epworth Rectory in England. When they got there, they went to the house of John Wesley. He showed them where John Wesley eats, where he pray. They went upstairs. He told them to go around the bed. As they went around the bed, one of them discovered an imprint at the rug. And to cut the story short, when they left, Edwin Earl did a head count, found out that one of the students was missing. He went back looking for the student. He saw him kneel down the same place that John Wesley always kneeled every day to pray, where his print was already on the floor, praying. What was he praying for? He said, "Lord, do it again. Oh God, do it with me." Who is that student? That student is Billy Graham. We know him as the greatest evangelist in the world. Why? Because he always praying for soul, praying for revival. Praise the Lord. Please rise on your feet this evening. In a few seconds, ask God. Say, "God, engrace me with your grace for this revival time that is here. Engrace me with your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus." Before I call our pastor for the prophetic blessing, if you know everybody everywhere that you are not saved, you are not saved. If you are not saved, you are not free from the bondage of the devil. Tonight, wherever you are, please lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Pray this prayer. "Heavenly Father, I come to you as I am, as a sinner. Wash me with your blood. Write my name in the book of the Lord and deliver me from all destruction. Father, I want to follow you in the mighty name of Jesus." If you have prayed this prayer, please follow the instruction as instructed to us. Put your hands together for Jesus as we invite our resident pastor.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and appreciate Jesus tonight. What a word that God has sent to us. Lift up your voice and give him praise and give him glory. Magnify him. Celebrate him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, by the word that God has sent to us tonight, your faith shall be built up. And passion for souls will be delivered afresh upon you tonight. And these are two master keys that are embedded in love that will open any door. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, every door that is shut against you shall be opened. For that wonderful word again, give the Lord a big, big hand of praise. Now get up.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.